Sobat Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, I'm myself still loyal, or still loyal to Kevin Yu up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time Jakarta. Well, full of information, full of what? Entertainment, I mean, Indonesian music, Indonesian songs, and also, you know, social culture compiles or feature, and even later we are going to have such special dialogue. Well, now I would like to share you about information. Well, a strong synergy and collaboration between the central and regional governments are essential for Indonesia to effectively implement President Prabowo Subianto's quick win programs. It was stated by Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Pratikno. The minister underscored this point while emphasizing the importance of human resource development in line with the 2025 government work plan during an orientation retreat for newly inaugurated regional leaders at a military academy in Magelang, Central Java. Pratikno also highlighted that the government work plan theme accelerating inclusive and sustainable economic growth underscored the need for Indonesia to cultivate high-quality talent to fully capitalize on its demographic bonus. In this regard, the minister pointed out that the 5 of this year's 7 quick win programs focus on human resource development, and these include the free health checks program, hospital capacity expansion, tuberculosis eradication, school revitalization, and the establishment of Garuda Excellent Schools. Moreover, the government has also prioritized for human development and cultural goals, digitalizing learning activities, accelerating the alleviation of stunting, building resilience against disasters, as well as improving moral and mental health. And bearing to this mind, the minister emphasized that the central government needs support from regional governments to ensure the success of these programs.
Without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Tremuyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City, towards Wonosari, and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Batu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Those who were victorious at the sea is the first millennium were the Indonesian people, the Malays, none of Chinese Muslims. It was only after South could no longer access the Silk Route by land that they looked for trade routes by sea. That was in the 11th or 12th century. Before that, no, there weren't Chinese Muslims. Aren't you afraid of 8 to 9 meter waves? He said that to me. I said that in Indonesia I've never seen waves of 9 meters. I want to see it. And he immediately shook hands with me. That's it, sir. That's it.
Kalau silap binisi itu sepertinya muncul pada abad ke-19, sekitar tahun 1830-an atau 40-an.
Here around the 19th century in around 1830 to 40, and it refers to a type of sail that actually comes from Europe, which imitates the international term schooner catch or cap catch, which means a sail that is installed in the direction of the bow of the boat. It seems that these sails were first used in the western regions of the archipelago, such as Riau, Belitung, etc. Until the end of the 19th century, this type of sail was increasingly used towards the east. So the sail also arrived in Sulawesi, and here the sail was changed, which we know now as the Binisi sail.
Jenis layar itu makin banyak digunakan, makin ke arah timur. Sehingga akhirnya ide layarnya itu juga tiba di Sulawesi. Dan di sini pun layarnya diubah sedemikian rupa sehingga menjadi yang kita sekarang mengenali sebagai layar Binisi.
Indonesian people are challenged to become more resilient in facing life at sea. One of the communities that is able to run a shipping system and build ships is the Bulukumba community. However, the term Finisi became known in the 1950s.
Istilah Finisi itu secara umum baru muncul dalam cetakan, koran, dan sebagainya.
The term Finisi generally only appeared in printing like newspapers and so on in the early 50s of the 20th century. In 1960, the administration of the first Indonesian president, Soekarno, held a competition for boats to carry copra from Sulawesi to Jakarta. And in the newspaper, a question still arose about what Finisi boat is, because the term Finisi was not yet known to people at that time. Because in the fact, in the records of harbor master and so on, boats like that were still called palari, There was Palaritong, Long Kong, there was Palaritong. The Dutch community started in the early 80s, especially after the Finnish was brought to Vancouver. And there, the boats which were previously called Palari were then called Finnish. So the term Finnish, which now we really take pride in, is actually a creation after the Finnish no longer existed.
Terutama setelah ada Finnish Nusantara yang dibawa ke Vancouver, dan di situ di Singapura misalnya, perahu-perahu yang sebelumnya dinamakan Polari itu mulai dinamakan Finnish. Jadi istilah Finnish yang sekarang ini begitu dibanggakan sebenarnya suatu ciptaan setelah yang namanya Finnish itu sudah tidak ada lagi. Ini ingatan masyarakat tidak terlalu tepat. And ada cerita bahwa perahu yang seperti itu yang pertama kali dibangun di
People's memory are not very accurate, and there are stories that the first such boat in Ara was in 1900, but no one remembers who built it, for whom, and so on. And until World War II, in the Dutch newspaper and the harbor master reports and so on, all projects like they were recorded as Palari. So the use of the word Finnish is something new, something that hasn't been around for too long, but with the motor and Indonesian sailing boats, all of that disappeared in the 70s. This is a memory that people are quite proud of when Finnish Nusantara was brought to Vancouver and more travel companies from abroad ordered boats like that. The term Finnish was brought back as a proud memory of boat builders and sailors from the archipelago. The use of the word Finnish to generalize all types of boats is actually a deflation of Indonesia's boat manufacturing wealth, because in Indonesia there are hundreds of types of boats and they all have their own names.
Istilah Finnish itu diangkat kembali sebagai suatu ya ingatan kebanggaan pembuat perahu dan pelayar dari Ponto Bahari itu. Penggunaan kata Finnish untuk memukul rata semua jenis perahu itu sebenarnya suatu suatu deflasi kekayaan pembuatan perahu Indonesia, karena di Indonesia ada ratusan jenis perahu yang semua punya nama tersendiri.
Finnish became known worldwide since its first expedition to Vancouver, Canada in 1986, where one of the crew members is still sailing today. At that time, from the start, I remember it was in 85 when my team entered Kalangan, and then I said I wanted to come to Canada. I hadn't applied yet. Finally, after a long time, Mr. Felipe, a Frenchman who was watching us as a witness who accepted the people, I said that you're going home, right? And at that time, many of others didn't come. I went first. So then he said, do you want to come to Canada? And I said, yes, sir. If you still need more people. Then he said, you're not afraid of waves 8 to 9 meters, he said. The same to me. Then I said, in Indonesia, I've never seen 9 meters wave. I wanted to see it. We immediately shook hands, so it was a deal. At that time, I was on the machine and also on the sail. There were also 4 people from Tanah Biru also come with me. I asked to this Navy man, how many meters are the waves? Oh, this is only 7 meters. How is the 10 meters one like? I said. Relying on 2 masts and 7 developed sails called Finnish, the wind has been the main force for Indonesian sailors since the 12th century to sail to their destination. If we sail, we just play with the sails according to the wind. Maybe there will be a change in the wind for several hours, like here yesterday. Sailing without wind for 2 hours could take one day because of the wind. Well, if you use an engine, you can calculate the speed and at what time we will arrive. Well, if we just play with the sails, we cannot predict when we will arrive.
Kapal pinisi di Banan ini asalnya dari arah dulu kan, Pak, Sulawesi Selatan.
The Sinisi ship was built originally from Arab Bulukumba, Sulawesi, starting from the year before independence in 1945. After independence, it already existed before. From generation to generation, we have been able to make this ship without any finished drawings. It has been passed down from our ancestors until now. We do it without any technical knowledge. It is just based on experience, and it is recognized throughout the world.
Dan di sini pengalaman saja. Nah, dia kuil dan seluruh dunia. Kalau dengan finisinya satu tahun lebih. Tapi kali ini kami bikin di pantai dia ke pantai Anjuran.
With the finishing, it took more than a year, but this time we make it on the Losari Beach. It is the fastest one because in just 2 months and a half, has been like this with 2 units with 25 people working. Yes, iron wood, BT wood and kick wood. It only needs 3 types of wood in terms of its strength. In the sea you can make just any kinds of wood. I used to have finishing made from BT wood, but the scarcity of BT wood forced me to use it only for the ship purpose. Now I cannot do it anymore. The deck is made of kick wood.
Sekarang tidak bisa lagi karena sudah berkurang sisa untuk pasir tulang. Deknya ini kayu jati. Linas, papannya disusun, satu-satu.
The shoots, the planks are arranged one by one. Then they go up here. After the body is finished, then the tusks are installed. Once the tusks are installed, the road is installed, the bottom is then the gutter, then the floor, then the room. The room has all the walls and partitions made. After this, it has been put on the hub. This is lowered, then the mast is made. The mast is then put on the hose rope. The mast rope, then the sail is put on. That's it.
Tali string, tali tian, nampak belakang, baru pasang layarnya, begitu.
The system and calculation for making Finnish sailing ships have been known to people of Arab village Bulukumba since 19th century. However, according to a research conducted by German historian Horst Lippner, only 12 Lemo-Lemo people knew the shipbuilding system. The system is named Tatatalu.
Itu dari rumusnya begini. Kita ini ahli.
That's the formula. So this is how we are ship experts, Wandi Talupi. The important thing is that we know the length, width, and height, that this is 6 meters, the length is 30 meters, the height is 3 meters. They keep installing it, and then it will be right when it hits 6 meters. Indeed, we already have experience in that aspect, without saying that it is balanced. It is already balanced because it is our technique, our experience, so that it is a precise up to 6 meters without any writing about so many or so. Each one works, each one is an expert.
Ada satu hal dan itu intinya dari warisan dunianya itu, yaitu
there is one thing that is essence of world heritage, namely what we can call a formula for making it. Many people say that boats are made without drawings and so on, and that is actually not true. There is a formula, that is not made into a drawing but made into various sizes which are recorded about the gods. There are various bangli that are used with signs that determine the measurements, for example, the location of the pegs in the hull, the length of the planks, the location of the frame, and so on. Those who will still inherit this knowledge today are the descendants of the Lemu-Lemu people. They seem to have a formula called Tasapalu, which can produce boats up to 14 meters long. PLM boats, or whatever boats were called Phoenici in the 70s, were much bigger. So, there is an impression that the Ara people, at some point in 1930s to 1950s, created a new manufacturing formula called Tata Apa, which could produce larger boats.
Jadi ada kesan bahwa orang Ara pada suatu saat, tahun 1930-an sampai 50-an, menciptakan satu rumus pembuatan yang baru yang dinamakan Tata Apa, yang bisa menghasilkan perahu yang lebih besar. Membangun suatu perahu itu adalah suatu hal yang sangat-sangat rumit. Secara populer, perahu layar itu diakui sebagai
building a boat is very, very complicated thing. Popularly, the sailboat is recognized as the most complicated human creation that has existed before the Industrial Revolution in the 18th century. This means that throughout human history, nothing more complicated has been built than a sailboat. If we compare the parts of number of objects in this boat, whatever there is, as far as I know, is 100 tons more than a sailboat. And they all have to function the same as sailboat. If you install one small part wrongly, the sailboat won't work. It's the same as if boat is installed incorrectly. One small part of the boat will not fit. And there is another point there. Boat is not something rectangular, but it created through a curve. The curve must be harmonious. If the curve is crooked, the boat will not fail. Maybe someone remembers in high school we are taught how to calculate the curve F from X, which is the most complicated, right? Maybe those who have gone through it have all said, well, this is very difficult, but the boat can only function if the curve is harmonious. The curve can be calculated in that way. So the knowledge to create curves has been going on in the archaeology for 1,000 years. And the way of conceptualizing curves is not much different from shipwrecks from the 10th century to boats built in the mid-20th century. These things are very complicated, so they are not for public consumption because they are too complicated. But in order to deepen them and make them something to be proud of, things like that should be made more public, put forward more to the general public so that they are not reduced to only Phoenici.
Cara mengkonsepkan kurva-kurva itu tidak jauh berbeda dari kapal-kapal karam yang dari abad ke-10 dengan perahu-perahu yang dibangun pada pertengahan abad ke-20. Hal-hal itu amat-amat rumit. Sehingga bukan menjadi ini baru kesunjian halaya kerana, wah, memang terlalu rumit. Tetapi untuk apa ya? Memperdalamnya dan menjadikannya sesuatu yang bisa dibanggakan. Hal-hal seperti itu semestinya memang lebih diumumkan, lebih di kedepankan kepada halayak ramai supaya itu tidak direduksi atas ini si doang.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Kecik Kecik Boom Boom by Sharifah Perita. Kecik Kecik Boom Boom, written by Daud Kilau, highlights the story of Pekanbaru, a city in Indonesia known as the Blessed City. The lyrics describe Pekanbaru as a clean, safe, orderly, and harmonious city. This song also calls on everyone to work together in building Pekanbaru to achieve Adipura Award, which is a prestigious recognition for cities or districts in Indonesia that excel in urban environmental management and cleanliness. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Kecik Kecik Boom Boom by Sharifah Perita. Happy listening!
Thank you.
are located in Stragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and car to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the locals' housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiahs. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiahs for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as deep cliffs.
Thank you. and I didn't even try.
What?
Listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents a Malay song entitled Si Jantung Hati by Siti Fatimah and Henry Iskandar. The song was composed by Syafaruddin SP. This song is a folk song of Tebo, Jambi province. The lyrics are about the hope that the sweetheart doesn't have two hearts. The lyrics also contain a promise to trust each other to be happy forever. Well, listener, here is the Malay song called Si Jantung Hati by Siti Fatimah and Henry Iskandar. Enjoy the song.
Voice of Asia.
Here's the newsline. The Ministry of Transportation of the Republic of Indonesia and the Ambassador of the United Arab Emirates discussed opportunities for strategic cooperation in the field of aviation. The discussion of cooperation opportunities was when Minister of Transportation Dudi Purwagandhi received a visit from the Ambassador of the United Arab Emirates to Indonesia, Abdullah Salem Al-Dahari, at the Ministry of Transportation office in Jakarta. The Minister of Transportation, in his statement on Wednesday, conveyed that this meeting discussed the potential for strategic cooperation between Indonesia and United Arab Emirates, especially in the field of aviation. The Indonesian Ministry of Manpower involves employers or the industrial sector to improve the competence of human resources. In an official statement on Wednesday, the Ministry stated that this effort is a synergy between the Ministry of Manpower and the Ministry of Tourism and the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection. Deputy Minister of Manpower Emmanuel Ebenezer Gerungan explained that the importance of this cooperation, what employers can provide to the government as a regulator. That's a newsline.
Do you know? There is Lingsir Wengi, a Javanese song that is believed to summon spirits. However, the lyrics of Lingsir Wengi apparently aims to do oppositely. The song, which is also called Kidung Remekso in Wengi, was created by Sunan Kalijaga and sung after evening prayer to prevent any spirit or demon from coming. The lyric can also mean as a prayer to the god.